Hey everyone, I hope you're having a great day. I'm Beth Ann Schwamberger, and today on the show, we are going to talk about how to choose a conference. We're going to talk about 10 factors for you to consider when you're thinking about spending your valuable money, your valuable time on attending a conference. So without further ado, cue the music.
You're listening to the Brilliant Business Moms Podcast, practical business advice for startup moms.
Hey everyone. So first of all, I just want to say thank you so much for tuning in to Brilliant Business Moms. We know you are so busy and there are a million things you can be doing with your time. You're probably doing five things at once right now if you're anything like us. You're wrangling kids, maybe a dog, you're trying to get housework done, you're running errands, you're working on your business. So we are honestly just so amazed at all of the incredibly motivated, smart, talented moms who are tuning in every week. So thank you so much for that, you guys. You're just the best. And as always, you can reach out to us anytime with questions, comments, concerns, whatever. You can reach us on Facebook, Twitter, via email at brilliantbusinessmoms@gmail.com. So please keep those questions, comments, and everything coming because we love it. So today on the show, this is episode 38, and we are going to discuss how to choose a conference. We've actually been asked this question by one of our fans, and also on episode 37, earlier this week, Jessica Rhodes talked about the power of conferences to help her grow her business. If you haven't listened to that episode yet, I highly recommend it because Jessica really leveraged the power of conferences. She had a special offer for people who signed up with her business while attending a big conference that she went to, and you'll have to tune in and hear her big strategy, but it was really smart, and she just really shows how important attending a conference can be. With that said, I know that many of you are running your businesses on a shoestring budget, and Sarah and I are right there with you. We are still new to this. We are learning right along with you, and because we've recently launched this new website, new podcast, there's all sorts of things that go into that, and so we're on a shoestring budget as well. Even though our Etsy shop is bringing in steady sales, we're kind of pouring that back into the podcast. So we are right there with you in terms of wanting to get the biggest bang for our buck in terms of a conference that we attend. And the other thing is, as moms, there's not just your money to consider. There's also your time. There's the fact that if you're attending a conference across the country, you're missing out on time with your kids, time with your family. And so even just figuring out potentially childcare for the conference is a big factor to consider. And I know for me as a military spouse, that's an even bigger deal because, of course, hopefully all of us have there's a great dad in our kids' lives and, you know, he could keep them for that weekend or whatever the case is. But if you're a military spouse or your husband just, you know, happens to be out of town a lot for work, then that could be a lot harder to figure out. You know, if my husband's deployed for 9 months, then figuring out childcare for a weekend can be a bit tricky, especially living far away from family. So anyways, with all that being said, let's dive into the 10 factors for you to consider when you're trying to figure out what conference is right for you. Okay, so the first and most important factor is your goals. You really need to think about what your goals for your business or your blog, what those are for the year. Are you trying to leverage the power of social media to really just grow that audience? And so if so, Social Media Marketing World, which is a huge conference in San Diego, that might be the right fit. But if you're more focused on honing your skills, perhaps as a handmade artisan, then there might be a conference that's a better fit for that. I actually just ran across this conference today. It's an online conference called The Sewing Party. So this is coming up in, I think, November, and it's actually a really great deal. It's like $40. You get access to 30 online classes for the next 90 days, and it's essentially all about sewing. So if that's one of your skills as an artisan, or maybe you want to branch out and there's some new product ideas you have that involve sewing and it's kind of beyond your skill level, that might be a great conference to attend. Another conference I saw specific to the handmade audience is called Craftation. And this one's a little bit more expensive. It's anywhere from $320 to $400, but it's all about handmade businesses. So they kind of pair both ideas there. They pair honing your skills as a handmade artisan, but then also growing your business as a handmade artisan, because those of us who sell on Etsy realize that it's a totally different game than a lot of other businesses. So it is a bit of a different focus. Then the other thing to consider here in terms of what are your goals is maybe your goal is really to connect with other influencers. Maybe you have a big project in mind, but you know you're going to need to partner with other big names in your industry, whether that's perhaps it is other Etsy sellers and you're going to create this big event, or perhaps it's bloggers within your niche. So in that case, perhaps maybe the subject matter of the conference isn't quite as important as simply knowing that the right people are speaking at that conference or are attending that conference. So those are some things to consider in terms of your goals. And let me say one other thing in terms of goals. Maybe your goal is just to be refreshed, which is might sound a little strange, but you know, if you're a mom in business, it's easy to feel overwhelmed, totally stressed out, burnt out. Maybe you're kind of on the brink of feeling like this might be it. Maybe I'm going to quit my business because it's not going where I want it to do and it's totally stressing me out. So there are actually some conferences that have that more retreat focus and have more of a personal connection focus as well. So where you're going to walk away relaxed, but also having made some really valuable relationships. And on that note, the Influence Conference is one where the focus isn't just on growing your business, but they also have a focus on your faith. And so how you can use your business to be a positive influence in the world and still be growing your faith within the business world, because it's easy to get distracted and only be focused on the business side of things. But if you're a Christian, then you know there are other things that matter as well. So I thought that that was a really cool focus as well, the Influence Conference. Okay, so number two, second factor to consider here would be the cost of the ticket. And in doing my research here, I've just been amazed at the huge variation in the cost of a conference ticket. For one, you can find an online conference that's, you know, a quick, easy, one-day thing for maybe $40, which to me sounds like an incredible deal, all the way up to several $1,000s just for your conference ticket. So, and that's not even including your travel to the conference and your hotel cost. Again, I'll just bring up Influence Conference because I happen to know that their tickets are, it's a weekend event and the tickets are $250. And I think that includes some of your meals, but you are still going to pay to travel to that event and you'll pay for your hotel. And then there's conferences like New Media Expo. I think that's in Las Vegas. And you're going to pay for travel, you're going to pay for hotel. And the conference itself, I think, is like $1,200 at least for your ticket. So, and granted, it's a huge event. You're getting a lot for your money in terms of the content there and in terms of networking opportunities. But I mean, if you're a tiny business, you probably don't have $1,200 sitting around to throw at a conference. And I know Sarah and I are right there with you. We've looked at our business budget for this year, and even though we really want to attend a big conference, we honestly just cannot swing that cost in our business right now. I know for a lot of you brilliant business moms, $1,200 a month, that's essentially your takeaway. That's what you're earning from your business because you're just doing this on the side. You're doing it to help contribute to your family, but it's not a full-time gig for you. So that's something to consider as well. Although I will say that those bigger priced conferences, they might, you know, you might get more out of them. So you kind of have to weigh the pros and cons on that. The third factor to consider is location. So this matters for a few reasons. One being, obviously, if you're flying across the country, then your plane ticket's going to cost more. But the other thing to consider is that extra time to get to the event. If you could drive to a conference, then you're going to save yourself lots of money and potentially lots of time if it's relatively close. But if it's across the country, you probably have to plan almost 2 extra days just for your travel time. So again, as a busy mom, that might not work out for you. If the conference is 3 days and then you have to add 2 more days for travel, that's a long time to potentially be away from family and kids and everything else going on in your life. The fourth factor to consider, which might sound silly, but it's actually really, really important, is do you know anyone who's attending? Do you have friends who are attending this conference, because this is really going to influence the type of experience that you have at an event. It doesn't sound very fun to me to fly across the country and really not know anyone. Maybe I know a few influencers that I'm trying to meet, but if I'm all by myself, I'm going to feel kind of intimidated and just kind of be off in the corner and not really have that enjoyable of a time. So I do think it makes a big difference if you have either blogging friends or Etsy shop owner friends or whatever the case is in your business, if you have, and they might just be online friends, people that you've met online that you just really connect with because you both have the same goals in your business, you kind of help each other out. But having those connections and knowing, hey, when I get off the plane and head to the hotel, I'm going to meet these three fabulous ladies and we're going to have an awesome time, that can make a huge difference for your conference experience. The other fun thing is if you have friends attending, perhaps you guys can split up for some of the talks and then you'll be able to cast a wider net. You can each be learning about different things and kind of report back on, hey, here's what I learned, and, you know, trade notes. Okay, the fifth factor to consider, this one's kind of a duh, but, you know, just really, really make sure you think about this one, is who's speaking at the event. You need to look at their bios and their qualifications and make sure they are people that you respect within that given industry and people that are really going to give valuable talks. If you're looking at someone's bio and their accomplishments, and to be honest, they just don't sound all that impressive or they really haven't done that much, then they might not be the best person to learn from. I say that with my tongue in cheek, I guess, because Sarah and I still feel like we are very much newbie business moms, and we've created this podcast and our website really just to learn from other moms and present that information to you guys. So I suppose there is something to be said for someone who's a learner, who's just maybe one or two steps ahead of you, who can relate to where you've been and knows the exact steps that took them from, you know, where you've been to the few steps ahead of you. But in terms of conference where you're going to be spending a lot of money, you do want to make sure that the people speaking are really qualified and are going to offer value. And also going back to the networking piece is, you know, think about if the speakers that will be at that conference, are they speakers that you would like to meet, that you would like to network with or potentially partner with on a project? So, and again, if the conference is super huge, then that might be really hard to do. But if you have kind of a few key influencers in mind that you'd love to meet and connect with, then maybe attend one of the smaller conferences that they're speaking at. Tip number six, which kind of goes back to the first idea of what goals you want to accomplish, is look at the topics that are covered. And so this isn't just to look at the conference overall and say, okay, the podcasting movement, that's obviously for podcasters, but dig deeper than that. What is each talk going to be about? Because if you're looking at each talk going, okay, I already know how to set up a podcast, or I already know how to use social media, I already know how to create great content that everyone is sharing all over the place, which, by the way, if you know all of that stuff and you're an expert in it, then you should be speaking at conferences. But that's just an aside. But, you know, there are a lot of conferences where, in doing my research, I'm looking at them and I'm looking at the talks that will be delivered going, this sounds so general, I highly doubt I'm going to get anything out of this. I mean, if the talks are simply like, how to be awesome in your business, or how to not give up and keep going. I mean, like, these broad brushstroke talks, to me, it just seems so pointless. I mean, I can jump on iTunes and get a bazillion podcasts that are going to inspire me, learn from different entrepreneurs. So if I'm paying money and giving lots of time to attend a conference, I want some practical stuff here. I want you to break it down. I want you to show me step by step a new strategy that I could implement in my business, or step by step a new method for growth that maybe I haven't even considered before. So honestly, for me, I'm looking at stuff that's, it's got to be groundbreaking, or it's got to be really actionable advice. So maybe I could get information online on how to write and market an ebook, but I know if I go to that conference that I have access to someone who's really an expert at this, or who's done a great job with this in the past, and they're really, really going to break it down for me. And not only that, usually at a conference, at the end of a talk, you have the chance to ask questions of that person. So even, I suppose, that in and of itself, the chance to ask questions and interact with that expert is a great bonus to attending a conference. But again, really, really pay attention to the topics covered, because the title of the conference and what they say it's about could really be quite different than what actually happens at the conference when you dig deep and see who's giving what talk, what's going to be covered. Number 7, take a look at the number of talks that will be presented. I've seen some conferences that are a one-day event, which, hey, that might be great for you as a busy mom, but if you're only getting 5 talks by 5 speakers, that's not a whole lot. Then there's other conferences where in 3 days you have access to 30 different sessions. And maybe you can't attend all of them, but you might get online access to the audio versions of those talks later, and you'll still be able to attend a whole lot more than just the 5 talks that that one-day conference offered. So, you know, a more expensive conference, it might be worth it if you're really getting a lot of content and learning so many new things that you can take home with your business. Factor number 8 to consider when choosing a conference is the format. Some conferences are just lecture after lecture after lecture. This can be draining. This can put you on information overload. See if there are opportunities to simply network. And I know Mike Stelzner, who does Social Media Marketing World, he really focuses on this for his conference. I've heard him talk about it, and he actually has color-coded tags for people. So if you're a podcaster, if you are in charge of social media for a corporation, if you're a blogger, whatever different niches apply to you, you'll have little colors on your badge. So when you're looking across the room, you can kind of figure out who you might want to network with and what you have in common with them. And he also really does a good job of setting up specific time periods where there aren't talks going on. The whole point is just talk to people, get to know them, network. So I think that is really important. I think every conference needs to have some ability to just really meet new people and connect with them. Other conferences have panels, which I think is another great thing to include in any conference, where, you know, there 5 people will talk about a given topic and they'll take questions from the audience as well. So this is really interactive, and you can really get answers to those burning questions that you have. Another thing I've seen that's more common with a DIY blogging conference or a conference for craft businesses are workshops, where you will actually learn a new skill in that workshop and have the chance to practice it and get feedback right there. So I know our sister-in-law, Abby Lawson, actually attended the Haven conference recently, and this is for DIY and home decor bloggers, and they had workshops there where you were learning a new skill that then you can take and go use on your blog as you create new projects. So I thought that was really cool. You know, it totally fits that niche. Now, if your main goal is social media marketing, maybe workshops aren't quite as applicable, but maybe they are, because maybe you could have a content creation workshop that focuses simply on more compelling tweets or more compelling copy for your sales page. And you really could just have a small group where a few experts are walking around the room and giving you feedback on what you're creating. That'd be pretty cool. So if no one's done that yet, I recommend it. I think that'd be a great idea. Another thing in terms of format is you really want to think about the size of the conference. So again, if one of your main goals is really to connect with other people and network with them, then you might not want to attend a ginormous conference. So a few examples of a smaller format, which I'm not even sure if they would call themselves a conference, but in my mind it kind of is. I mean, you're learning a whole lot. You're learning from other people. But so a different format would be Pat Flynn and Chris Ducker do the one-day business breakthrough. So it's just a one-day event. I think they bring about 30 entrepreneurs together. And it is pricey. I want to say it's like at least $500, if not $700, something like that. But really the value is pretty great, because you have such a one-on-one connection with the individuals in that group. It's a small group. And so in a lot of ways, it can be more effective, and you really have the chance to spend a little bit of time focusing on your business and getting some really specific feedback and actionable advice. And another example is Andrea Ayers, who does the Launch Grow Joy podcast. She just founded this new mastermind meetup in Boulder, Colorado. So, and I think hers is about $500 for your ticket. But again, it's this small one-day event. It's going to be an intimate setting, and you could really build some lifelong business connections, which I think is pretty cool. I know Sarah and I are definitely keeping our eyes on these smaller events to help us to grow our businesses. So we are definitely trying to set aside some money to attend some of these smaller settings. Then one other thing to think about in terms of the format is I've actually seen a few online conferences coming into play, which might sound silly. You're kind of like, okay, wait, I thought at a conference, part of it is that personal connection, right? But in the online space anymore, there are so many ways to connect with people without having to see them in person. And what I love about the online conferences is that, again, as a busy mom with a limited budget, it's really going to save you a lot of money and a lot of time. And I will let you know that the only conference Sarah and I are actually attending so far this year is Social Media Success Summit. And it is expensive for an online conference. I want to say even with my early bird ticket price, it was about $300. But I'm getting access to 40 different talks that will happen over the course of a month. So I'm really excited about this because for one thing, I can access the talks later if I'm not able to attend every single one. For another thing, there is a private Facebook group so I can start connecting with other people who are attending the conference. So you can still make those valuable connections for your business or your blog. And, you know, if I think about it, compared to attending Social Media Marketing World for a $1,200 ticket price, not to mention travel, not to mention hotel costs, so I'm looking at more than $2,000 to attend that, I really got this for a steal at $300. I still get access to all of the best experts in terms of social media marketing. So I'm pretty excited about it, and I'll definitely be letting you guys know how it goes and let you know if it's something I recommend for you to attend in the future. One other thing in terms of the conference format, and this is actually, these would totally not be considered conferences, but it's something to consider for someone on a tight budget, is perhaps all of that information you're really dying to learn, maybe you don't need to attend a conference to learn that. There's lynda.com, which is L-Y-N-D-A, which has just tons and tons of tutorials on loads of different topics. Like, they'll have a photography tutorial for if you've just gotten a DSLR camera and you want to learn how to use that, which most of us in our businesses could use some photography improvement. And then there's a million things. There's, you know, marketing, podcasting, just everything on lynda.com. So perhaps you can just grab the tutorials that you need and save yourself a lot of money and time versus attending a conference. And then fizzle.co actually has a business community with classes and forums. And the way theirs is set up, you can actually try it for free for a month. Oh, and also, just so you guys know, I'm not affiliates of any of these conferences, so this is all just my personal opinion. I'm not getting paid anything to recommend them to you. I probably should, right? But no, I just wanted to toss out tons of ideas to just give you guys a lot to consider. But anyways, fizzle.co, they offer you a month, I think, for $1, so you can try it out. And then after that, it's, I want to say, 30 some bucks a month. So, you know, if you're finding value for a few months and just learning tons and tons, but maybe you're saying, okay, like I kind of got all I want to get out of Fizzle, I'm done, then you're not stuck paying hundreds and hundreds of dollars. You just kind of can get in, learn all the things that you really want to learn. And hopefully the point would be that you're within this really awesome business community, so you'll stick around for that. But, you know, if not, you can just pay that monthly fee and get what you want to get out of it. Factor number 9 would be time. Of course, we're super busy. We have kids. We have a million responsibilities. We have a million things we want to do to grow our businesses. So, you know, maybe you just need to attend a one-day event. Maybe you need to do an online conference. Maybe you're ready to get away for 5 days, which, good for you. I'm ready to get away for 5 days. So I'm right there with you. Let's go attend a conference together. Tip number 10 would just be, make sure you're looking at whether or not there are opportunities to connect with others beyond the conference itself. So many conferences have private Facebook groups set up that you can connect there. Some of them have LinkedIn groups. Some might even have bonuses like webinars or private calls with conference attendees, so where you can get your questions answered. So think about those additional opportunities to connect beyond the conference that could just be so valuable for you and your business. So those are all the tips I have today. Let me just run down them 1 through 10 again. And please head over to brilliantbusinessmoms.com/38 because I'll have show notes with all of these things to consider. And I'm also going to do a handy little chart for you guys that I'm going to have at least 10 conferences on it that I think would be most beneficial to our audience. And I'm going to break down dates, location, price, what the topics are going to be, kind of some of those details to make it really easy for you guys. Because in doing my research, I figured out that there are a lot of conferences out there. There is just so much to choose from. So let's make it simple. I've already done the research, so I'll have a chart already for you guys to take a look. All right, so 1 through 10, how to choose a conference, the 10 factors you want to consider. 1, your goals for your business or blog. 2, the cost of the ticket and travel. 3, the location of the event. 4, do you know anyone attending? 5, what speakers are going to be there? 6, what topics are they going to cover? 7, the number of talks given and just your access to content, how much content will be delivered. 8, the format of the conference. 9, time, how much time is this conference going to take out of your day, out of your week? And 10, opportunities to connect beyond the conference itself. All right, so that's it for today. I hope this was helpful to you guys. I'd love to hear if you're going to be attending any conferences within the next year. And now it's your turn to head out there and be brilliant.